new in Washington. Joe Biden's presidential campaign is predicting what it calls a very close race in 2024.
With Election Day 1 year away, the president's re-election team is prepping for a likely matchup against Donald Trump. In a strategy memo, Biden's campaign manager said they're already looking beyond the Republican presidential primary to a general election that will be very close. She said the president's 2020 message will be central to this campaign and that he will present a contrast with the Make America Great Again movement. One issue the memo omits is voters' concerns that Mr. Biden is too old for the job. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Simone Ladine says Israel is taking a slow and well-planned approach in its invasion of Gaza to compensate for Hamas's use of tunnels and booby traps.
They're also at the same time using pinpoint strikes from the air, and they're also doing some targeted assassinations, which, as we know, Israel wrote the book on.
Ladine was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. According to a letter signed by more than 70 companies and trade groups, a proposed update to the EPA's air quality standards could severely harm American industry.
Steve Malloy with the Energy and Environment Legal Institute says it is climate fraud and a testament to the corruption of the scientific community. If finalized, the regulation would place the EPA in control of state and local economies. States not in compliance would have to get approval from the agency to develop new factories. The states most adversely impacted are Texas, California, and Michigan.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. She also says that two areas in which the Environmental Protection Agency proposed to impose new regulations are when it comes to handling forest fires and the issue of tire friction on roads. This is SRN News. Children's doctors are going all in on the issue of transgenderism. We get the details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
At the just-completed convention of the American Academy of Pediatrics, physicians were urged to start talking with their young patients about so-called gender fluidity as early as possible. In one presentation, the doctors were told that when it comes to gender, quote, the things you learned in medical school are probably now irrelevant. AAP officials advise their members to tell parents that sexual identity shifts and changes all throughout a person's life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many evangelicals are happy to see Mike Johnson become Speaker of the House. He once served as a professor at the Government School of Liberty University in Virginia. From 2004 to 2012, Johnson was a member of the policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention, whose 13 million members comprise the nation's largest Protestant denomination. This is SRN News. Schools nationwide are preparing for a shortage of a cafeteria staple. The details from correspondent Ben Thomas.
It's those little half-pint milk cartons, and it's not the milk itself that's in short supply. Dairy suppliers and state officials say it's the cardboard cartons. Pactiv Evergreen, which bills itself as the leading manufacturer of fresh food and beverage packaging in North America, acknowledges significantly higher than projected demand for its milk cartons. And school officials in New York, Pennsylvania, California, and Washington State say they're preparing backup options, such as limiting the types of milk they offer, pouring milk into cups, using bulk dispensers, or serving other options, such as water. Milk is required to be served with school meals, but the USDA is allowing districts to adapt during the shortage, including skipping milk altogether. I'm Ben Thomas.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.